his draft. So,
ooh.
Yeah, and I don't have my notes. I tell you, I spoiler alert when I get the Bears.
And that's all I have for you. Tune in for more.
That's a tease, is what that is. Matt, thanks.
Oh, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, all.
Matt Miller brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings a fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
I had to buy another one of those this morning on the Amazon.
Oh, you burned one out already?
Well, I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Things get lost in his closet.
Do you know how many digital thermometers we probably have lying around our
house?
Yeah,
we do. We had the one where we would just go under his underarm, but Jace won't stay still for anybody. So I bought one of those. Mm-hmm. It's like $26-$25, something like that. And then, flashing on his head, can't find it. So
you want to flash your thing, me?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You will not remember anything I promised you. And then we can't find it. So when we were trying to give him his take his temperature this morning, couldn't find it. So I had to jump on the old Amazon and send that thing out. That thing is necessary. And it's probably necessary if you want to take your own temperature or, somebody around you, just
can it take the temperature of anything, or does it have to be a person?
I have not walked up to a mule.
I'm just wondering. Can you just sort of point it at anything?
I don't know, Dan.
I'd like to know what the temperature of this is.
No, I don't know. So I don't know
cool,
what
like
that
long
is.
Long distance, you can fire away
Do you
at
have
something?
A thermometer in each room?
No.
Like knowing the temperature of the room?
No.
Like, it just dawned on me, like, maybe I should have that to know the cold spots in the house. I know I'm overthinking.
I just walk around and like close off vents and stuff like that.
I know I'm overthinking it, but I'm like, it's been 13 months now. We don't know the temperature of his room. All I know is it's hot in our room sometimes. So I'm sneaking one leg out of the cover, trying to get a little cool air, but he's in a onesie all night long and he doesn't sleep with a sheet because he's a baby. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, is it cold in there? Is that why this kid is always
sick?
We
made that mistake in our old condo where we didn't quite manage it. There was a glass door in there that we didn't know it needed sealing, and we had to put the
insulation.
Yeah, like the 3M thing over it. And
you shrink wrapped it.
Yeah, and because the temperature dropped, our daughter was blue.
Yeah.
I think she's a little cool.
You got icicles off of her face. Right. Like, this might not be.
I think we need to insulate the glass door here, probably.
So, yeah, that has to happen. Right? That, and I need a person to come over and just catch every poop because.
Climb every mountain.
Lift every voice and sing. Nah, man, he's just he's a poop machine, man. he just loves pooping. I don't. When does that stop?
Never.
What do you mean it never stops? I get one out a day and I'm okay with life.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
Who needs four a day? At what point does that stop
Goff
for a child?
With you? Well, he's eating a lot. We've got a lot to do. We're going to have Kelly Krull in studio talking about
Kelly.
Beer money all-stars.
Hey, Kelly!
So think about that. Think about the all-star level of beer money competitors.
All-star.
Beer money all-stars.
Ooh,
the greatest of all time back.
Does that mean Luke Stuckmeyer has to wear like a tux? Is it like a regal event
or an
all-star game?
Or they go old school, he just wears a too tight t-shirt.
Or an MC Hammer too legit to quit t-shirt.
And then we get in other news at 4. I got some great stuff for you. And Hub is talking Bears and NFL and Super Bowl today at 5. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. To say this has been a tough week for Tom Brady might be an understatement. This guy drops 500 yards on one of the best defenses in the NFL, and the headline still reads, Nick Foles outduels Tom Brady. He waits 18 years to let people behind the curtain, releases his docuseries, and the only headlines he gets for that is the fact that he kissed his son on the lips. Listen, if you want to clown Brady, go ahead and let it rip. Clown him for dropping that pass like my man Antonio Brown did. That was funny. That was fair. Crack him for that docuseries. Just do not put that Super Bowl loss on him. You can hang that on the defense. You can hang that on the rocket scientist who coached that unit and the head coach who benched one of his best players. Or better yet, just tip your lid to the better team that won that game. Crack Brady all you want, but not for his effort in the Super Bowl. I'm Jim Rome.